This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
When fall comes to New England, the sun slanting so fine, and the air is so clear, you can almost hear the grapes grow on the vine.
Yeah.
The night
smells so good. Right? Yummy, yummy, yummy. All right, so here we are at 7 after the hour celebrating fall. I must say, for the first time, I just noticed this as I was meandering. I don't usually meander any place, but walking from one room to another, upstairs, downstairs, and looking outside my studio windows. Just capturing the first signs of fall, really, here.
It was only now?
In California.
Just now?
Yeah, kind of. It was. It's been a late fall, which I'm thankful for. The temperatures here where I am this week in the 50s at night, in the 70s during the day, which is great for getting caught up on some of the farm things that haven't been doable this season, at least so far. And then I'm looking at the orange colored as I look out. The sun is just sort of coming up, and there's some great big maple trees out behind me, and they've just started to turn, and some of the leaves are falling off. But it's just, this is as you embrace it so well, Jay, is a beautiful time. The other colors now are sort of there later because we've had so much moisture in the air because it's still warm. As far as I'm concerned, it's A-okay with me.
we have the color changes, and they are just so vibrant. And I love when you are driving down a road where there really are no buildings around. It's just those trees.
Yeah.
And you get all of the different colors, not just the typical golds and oranges and reds, but you get some of those pinks or those really deep purples.
Yeah.
They are magnificent. Yeah. Plus, this is the gateway to winter. Yay!
Boo!
Woohoo!
Boo!
By boo, you mean woohoo. That's a WH
boo.
In front of that.
Oh, happy. Is that what it is? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're mispronouncing it.
Yes, exactly. All right, so let's, as long as we're in Ohio where you are, talk about the abortion amendment. It's a hot topic there. And in essence, it's an election kind of a thing. Whether people understand abortion, or the anti-abortion groups, or the pro, whatever it is, reproductive rights, this is something that is, for outsiders, it looks at as kind of heavy-handed. So would you mind, I don't know whether you know more about it or not, just because you're in Ohio doesn't mean necessarily that you know more about it, but
yes.
This has been something that's going on. And Ohio is a strange kind of a conundrum because there's some very progressive parts of Ohio and there's some very, sort of not
polarized.
In the middle. It's, yeah, it's very polar, good way. So what's the scoop?
There are a lot of conversations going on around this where we had a special election the other month just to get this on the docket. And it was in the sense of not really getting this on the docket, but changing potentially how this vote could go, where it's always been the majority rules, the 51% to 49% rules, but it was going to be changed to a majority of the majority, which sounds good in theory, but at the same time, it means that even less people could stop something or block something. So it was to vote no if you were against that change and vote yes if you were for it. Well, this is kind of like flipped. So anyone who voted no before would want to vote yes this time. Anyone who voted yes last time would want to vote no this time. And so some people are worried about the confusion, but then there's also people who are against this are sending out a lot of different flyers with misinformation on it, saying that this abortion amendment is what it actually isn't. Some of the items are saying that you can do a late-term abortion or a partial birth abortion, which basically means, like, your baby's already being born and then they can kill it. And that doesn't exist. That is entirely illegal across the board. But, again, some people who may not know this and don't want to do their own research, another thing that is supposedly...
Most people don't want to do their own research. Most people are going to follow along... Just to, you know, follow along because, oh, there's somebody I respect. I'll do what he or she suggests.
Yeah. Right. I typically like what this person says. So if they say jump, I will ask how high, or I will say, how many times do you want me to jump?
Right.
And some of the other things are that some are stating that are against this, are stating that this is also taking away parental rights if their child wants to change their gender with an actual procedure or medical getting medical help that they wouldn't need a parent's signature, and it is not the case. That is highly illegal for minors to seek medical care without the authorization of a parent or a guardian.
Don't you think that's right? I shouldn't put it that way. Do you think that it's right that an underage person, youngster, should get parental approval before going through anything like this, as serious or anything, any medical procedure?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I'm in agreement that even, like, anybody under the age of 18 needs their parental or a guardian to sign off on a tattoo, even.
Yes.
Like,
okay. Good. Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah. I am in that. But that's also not what this is saying. This amendment's not saying that, but that's some of the verbiage that's going around, where people who are truly against this are adding things that don't exist.
Yeah.
And
well, that's
people
always
who are for this. Yeah. And
people
who are
trying to persuade people. Yeah.
Exactly. People who are for this are downgrading some of the issues that do exist in terms of some people use, we've talked about this many times, some people do use abortion as the primary form of birth control.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Wrong. But but you can't put everybody in that same category regarding things. And there are medical procedures, the abortion procedure, it's a D&C. Sometimes you have to have that medically speaking, not just because you're choosing to abort the baby. I had a D&C and my baby was already dead, but my body wasn't getting the memo and passing it, so I had to have that procedure. And it's one of those things that some people say that you shouldn't have, that procedure should be banned entirely.
No. Some man is saying that.
No, there are a lot of women that feel this way too.
Are there?
Yeah.
Well, that's the position of ignorance.
And it really is one of those things of people can only see it one way. And people who are against this are seeing people as killing babies who are being born or people using it as a primary form of birth control. And there are so many other reasons for this. And then other people are seeing it as, you know, people can do this willy-nilly. And that shouldn't be the case either.
Okay. So you spent 6 minutes explaining this so well in a way that people, probably many people listening right now, hundreds if not thousands of people say, I didn't know that, or I didn't think of it that way. And the thing that's important about it, one of the many things, is that Ohio is the only state where voters will decide in the election next month whether abortion ought to be legal. And so there's a lot of discussion on radio programs, certainly there.
And there are still rules and regulations around it. Like, if the fetus is viable, you cannot get an abortion. That is still very illegal, even if this passes.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's this emotion. And the thing that bugs me about it, well, there are many things about it that bug me, but one of them, I have strong feelings about the whole business of where life begins and what ought to be done. I'm not a proponent of abortion by any stretch of the imagination, but the other side of it is that I don't believe it's up to me to decide. It's up to the person who is carrying the baby. Hopefully it would be up to the person who impregnated the person who has the baby.
And the doctor with an
intelligent way of looking at this stuff so that there isn't stuff going on that is inhumane, Maybe yeah. That's the best to
and, do. And I have to say, personally speaking, when it comes to anybody who is in the camp of they want to save the babies, they don't want abortions because babies have a right to survive.
You adopt them.
I want to hear more. Yeah, I want to hear more conversation on what happens to those babies after birth.
Yep.
I want to hear more about what we are doing in the foster care system and making it easier for people to adopt children, but also protecting those children from being adopted into abusive households.
Mm. Man, there's such a lot of crapola going on, isn't there? When you get down to it. All right, that was a great overview. Thank you, Jay, for taking it, bringing it to light. It was on this date. In 2004, Ashley Simpson got caught lip-syncing on SNL. She was 19 at the time.
And then she did a hoedown.
She says, I made a complete fool of myself. Who? This became, I don't know, I just saw this out of the corner of my eye. And I'm thinking to myself, I remember, frankly, what a big to-do. It was in the same league as Sinead O'Connor ripping up the Pope's picture on SNL. Mm-hmm. It registered with that quantity of focus. And I'm trying to remember why it, but I don't,
she was
I don't remember why
canceled.
It was a big deal. It was just a big deal.
And Ashley Simpson was not the first person to get caught lip-syncing. We have seen time and time again people, they forget that they're supposed to start singing or different missteps or whatever. And I think maybe it was so big because they straight up just played the wrong song. Like, it was just straight out played the wrong song. And there was nothing she could do, so she did this weird, like, little hoedown move. And then just kind of, like, shrugged her shoulders and walked off the stage. Was she under more of a microscope because she's Jessica Simpson's little sister?
Maybe.
But you better believe she never lip sync again.
No. Where is she now? That would be the question. Where is Ashley Simpson these days? Still performing?
I believe she's still, she was acting and singing. I think she's still doing something along the circuit. She is Diana Ross's daughter-in-law.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Was she related to Ashford and Simpson, that Simpson? There was a group in the 70s that did a lot of R&B soul music. I wonder if there's any relationship in there, too.
I don't believe so. I think Jessica Simpson was the first musician in that family.
In that family, okay. All right, got it. But anyway, there's a little bit of a snicker there remembering that stuff, for those of you who do. It's 18 after the hour now. This is Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Going abroad for the first time in years to Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Get help.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Social media time, focused on technology to a certain extent. What's trending that is not necessarily driven by personalities? I see the Supreme Court has blocked restrictions on the Biden administration effort to get platforms to remove social media posts. That's a lot of words. Okay, let's take that apart a little bit, right?
But didn't that already happen? Wasn't social media, especially Twitter, found out that that's what they were doing?
Yeah.
And regarding another Biden member?
Yeah. Yes. Who would that be? Who could that be? Anyway, so the Supremers have blocked in full a lower court ruling that would have curbed the administration's ability to communicate with social media companies about contentious content. Why should they? This is something the Supreme Court is 100% right on. I don't know what the vote was. What was the vote? Was it 6-3 or something? I see that. Something like that. They agreed to immediately take up the government's appeal, meaning it will hear arguments and issue a ruling on the merits in this term between now and next June. I find this troubling. There should be, in my mind, in my world, if I were king of the world, there would be... Who the hell do these people think they are?
Yeah.
That they want to remove social media. That's none of your business.
And that's the thing. It's less of a story that the Supreme Court is blocking this and more of the story that it was trying
Biden
to happen in the
it.
First place.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that is correct. This is a scary move on the part of these people. And if you don't think they're all about controlling dissent and controlling what you think... And controlling
the media? Who does that sound like?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like anybody in this country that I want to vote for, frankly. This is the worst. One of the Missouri Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, said, quote, "This is the worst First Amendment violation in our nation's history. We look forward to dismantling Joe Biden's vast censorship enterprise." See, this is Susan Rice. This has got Susan Rice written all over it. Not so much Joe. I don't think Joe thinks these things through even. I mean, I don't think he gives a damn. But all the people who are around him, my sense of him is that he's a puppet. And maybe this isn't the place for this kind of discussion, but I find that this stuff is so intrusive, so un-American, so wrong, that this should be even something that got to the Supreme Court. That even these people took credit for it in the administration. That's what was more troubling, that they got the balsam to stand up there and say, okay, we're going to curb freedom of speech.
Uh-huh. Absurd isn't even a strong enough word for this.
Yeah, right.
And that's my favorite word.
Is it absurd? Is it really?
Absurd. Oh, it's a great word.
Happy birthday today to listeners Daniel Mead, Dan Marion, Laura Zhang, Chris Casella. Good. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yay. Today is my oldest niece's 16th birthday.
Really?
Sweet 16.
Happy birthday to her. We sang happy birthday to my son, who was turned in gulp 47 this weekend. A picture on... did you like that picture of my two grandsons that were sort of figuring out they were playing? Miles and Miles, the older one, and Jasper.
They are so stinking cute. They look like brothers.
Oh, yeah, they act like brothers. So on the right-hand side is a garbage truck. And Jasper just figured out what it's all about. Garbage truck! That's what he calls it, and he points to it. So we were playing with that incessantly over the weekend. So it's kind of a cute picture. You want to check it out all over our social media at Good Day Networks. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot has been charged with 83 counts of attempted murder after he allegedly tried to crash an Alaskan Airlines aircraft mid-flight by shutting the engines off on the Boeing 737. 44-year-old Joseph David Emerson, as a pilot, was allowed to sit in the jump seat, which is located in the cockpit. Alaskan Airlines Flight 2059 was headed to San Francisco Airport from Everett, Washington on Sunday. After the pilot subdued the suspect, the plane was diverted to Portland International Airport, and Emerson was arrested. Louisiana State Police are reporting 7 people were killed and at least 24 injured, and 158 vehicles were damaged on Interstate 55 in Louisiana during a super fog event that left visibility near zero. The crash yesterday morning created an 11-mile backup. Lance Pry, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Hello?
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
About those apples, right? Went to the farmer's market with Sophie on Sunday, and I was buying apples, and she said, "Why are you buying?" To bring home, I stick them in my bag, and she said, "Why are you buying apples? You're from New England. There's a lot of great apples there. The apples this year are not that good here because of all the rain. The pulp of the apple is not sweet. It's not tasteful. It's just thick."
Oh.
Because there's so much water, it influences the way the apples taste. At least that was my experience so far in the last month or so. Usually by Labor Day, end of August, there's a few kinds of apples that are ready, and then Labor Day, and then through September, they really become pronounced. And so I won't eat a store-bought apple. I have an apple every day of my life, and I go to various, there's some of the orchards around here that have bins, and they have coolers, they can keep the apples crisp and fresh through the winter and into the spring. So that's where I get my apples.
Oh, and they just sound delicious.
Yeah, well, the stuff that came that we found at the farmer's market, this is it's on Melrose. Yeah, it is kind of the Hollywood farmer's market. And so they have these great apples that don't look perfect. That's what I like about them also there. You know, some of the stuff you buy in the store, it's all got that shiny stuff on it.
Oh, when you go to wash it and you actually feel the wax that's
coated.
Yeah,
the wax. Yeah, they spray it like they spray the wax on your car.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through the car wash, that's the apple wash.
Yeah, and some people are just like, well, just peel the, like, get the peel off the apple, eat the inside. The peel has the best nutrients. Come on.
It does. Like the potato, the best part of the potato is the skin. So anyway, that's just some food for thought as you move into the fall season. Look for those great apples. There's a saying, and most of us have heard it, and maybe most of us have used it. You snooze, you lose. But things are not necessarily that black and white these days. I have said that many times on this program. You miss, what is the old expression? You miss a minute, you miss a lot. Well, there is some research out this week that finds that snoozing, that is clicking your alarm clock. So if you have to have, I don't usually need an alarm. Once in a while, I'm usually awake before the alarm like I was this morning. But some days, we've had a few incidents where I have, for whatever the reason, just kind of gone off. And we always do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you find that warm pocket, comfy spot.
Oh, yeah. A couple of pillows are wrapped around you. Yeah, it's wonderful. So anyway, back to the research. Finds that snoozing maybe not always using an alarm clock, in other words, letting yourself sleep a little bit longer, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get better sleep, that you will benefit from that extra couple of minutes, right? We all turn the alarm clock off and, okay, just give me a couple more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, and so, anyway, there's a study, there are actually a couple of them, involving 1,700 adults. 70% of participants reported sometimes snoozing or setting the alarm clock again. The average snooze time was 20 minutes. The most common reason for hitting the snooze button included being too tired to wake up, wanting to wake up more slowly, waking up more softly, and some just said it simply feels good.
But, like, think about this. Even people who have a hard time falling asleep, when you are asleep and something wakes you up, like your alarm,
yep,
and you hit the snooze button, you can easily fall back asleep because you're not truly 100% awake.
Awake.
You're still kind of like
right.
you are awake, but you're not fully awake. So you're more easily getting back into that sleep, and you can drift into that deeper sleep.
Right.
And then when you are waking up, you're waking up in a deeper part of your REM cycle rather than the softer or the lighter part of your REM cycle, even though you're not, like, fully into it yet. There hasn't been enough time, but it's enough to, like, really just make you groggy and your face hurt and you feel foggy, and it's kind of like you feel worse than if you had just woken up.
Yeah, cool. All right, anyway,
cool.
It's cool. It is cool. A Milwaukee comic book shop looking to sell a rare copy of the first appearance of Spider-Man, Spidey. Collector's Edge is the shop. They've acquired a copy of Amazing Fantasy number 15, the comic book written by Stan Lee, who's probably the most iconic of all of the comic writers, don't you think? Particular copy was published in 1962. And anyway, it's the photos of this. It's just a big to-do. Another one of these things that amazing people with amazing amounts of money spend amazing. There was a near-perfect copy that sold a couple of years ago at an auction in Texas for $3.6 million. This is a perfect copy So they think it could go for, I don't see a number attached to it. Some people say
it could go for about like 35,000. Yeah.
Yeah, but how does that relate to the one that was sold for 3.6 million? I don't get that. What's the why would there be such massive difference? Yeah, I don't either. Anyway, I bring it up because it just is so. It seems. So
number
amazing.
15.
The amount.
I'm not sure. Yeah. The different copies of the different ones. I'm not sure. What is this? Is just the first appearance of Spider-Man?
Maybe.
But yeah. And I always find it fascinating. Whoever originally buys a lot of this stuff, maybe you think, oh, this could be worth a lot of money someday, but you never really know. And then, I don't know, just the stress of making sure you keep it in mint and pristine condition on the off chance that it does become truly worth something.
Uh-huh. Right, exactly. All right, the Chevron Oil Company has bought Amerada Hess. Okay, sit down. Wait till you hear the number. You ready? This is another oil company buying another. It's like when Exxon bought Mobil. And they spent, it was like $5 or $6 billion 35 years ago. It's peanuts. Chevron is paying Amerada Hess $53 billion for their production, their offshore drilling, they've got an oil shale play in North Dakota. They're drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. They're drilling in Thailand. They're drilling all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to grow production this way. And it'll mean you'll pay more money for your gas sooner or later. It's amazing how this, by the way, the Hess family started this kid. I think he's the grandson, fellow who's the chairman now of the CEO of Hess. John Hess, I believe he's the grandson of the founder of the Amerada Hess. It's a huge company. But most of you didn't really know it existed, and it kind of went back into, they sold off the gas station. Remember, there used to be a lot of, I don't know if they did where you were, but
yeah,
where
I'm
I was,
familiar with it.
A lot of Hess. It's like sort of a regional, like Getty was regional for a while. Gulf Oil is still regional where I am. And what it points to there's another announcement was made this week. I was just talking about ExxonMobil. They're buying Pioneer Natural Resources for $60
billion. Right.
Right? I mean, look at these numbers. It's nuts. And they'll all be, the assets get blended in. And as you know, or maybe you don't know, all the refineries work for all of the companies. So when you go into Brand X, you think that you are buying different gasoline than at brand Y. No. It all comes out of the same refinery. All gasoline is the same. Sometimes there are additives that are added to a particular brand that they can use to promote. But if you think you're buying better quality gas, you're paying, let's say you think you're a loyalist to Mobil, because they're always 10 cents more than everybody else any place they are. So you're paying 10 cents more and better. It's better quality. Mm-hmm. Nonsense.
The difference is in the store part itself of the gas stations.
Yeah, right. It's the fact that, the guy down the street who's all by himself has one long gas station and he competes. We have one of these in Framingham. The lowest gas prices around. The guy says, he's a friend of mine, and I says, how much do you make on the gas? He said, 14 cents a gallon. Because the average is about 40 cents. And we were talking about this the other day. And so I said, why do you do it so cheaply? He says, because I want to be known as the least expensive gasoline in Framingham. And I use it as a loss leader. I sell lots of other things. People come in, get their cars serviced, yada, yada. There's a lot of, you can go to the car washes and get gasoline. Oftentimes it's a loss leader because they make the money. If they charge $19 for a car wash, I brought my car. I sent one of the cars out to California that I had here, and I went into the car wash yesterday with it. It was $19 because I wanted to get the wheels done and all that stuff. And then you figure out, they recycle the water. They use the same water over and over and over and over and over again to wash the cars. And there's just the one guy who's sloshing stuff on on your car. And they do, on average, a car a minute at those fast gas.
Well, especially because people think they're saving money, because it's already, there's already an upcharge. So if you get the gas and then purchase the car wash while you're at the pump, it's like, well, you're saving $1 or $2 rather than just purchasing the car wash, going through the car wash.
Yeah.
When that's not really the case when you do the math of it.
No, but you know what? It feels good.
Yes, because we like to save money, even if saving money means we're paying more.
Exactly. It's like going to BJ's for gasoline or Costco. I go in and I buy my gas at Costco on Washington in the marina. And there's always a line, but it's like 15, 20 cents less. So I go in there because I think I'm saving money. It's nonsense. I'm not saving any money. But it feels...
You save money on the single product, but you bought way more stuff than you needed.
There's a great... on the History Channel, I woke up early Sunday morning and I was watching the History Channel, the story of the origins of Walmart, Sam's Club, Price Club, BJ's, Costco, how they all came out of the minds of the same two guys. Basically, all of those stores came from two guys who put the deals together and figured out how to make it all work. It's fascinating to, I think business like that and the origins of business are just fascinating to, you know, these are just regular people who have an idea. Most of the time they don't have any money, and they get somebody to help to invest in them. And then oftentimes the people who invested made more money than the people who had the ideas. But it's fascinating to look at how much they mark up, like Costco, their markup's like 3% or something. Crazy. But there's so much volume there. Wow. Anyway, that's enough business talk. It's 48 after. This is Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, any member FDIC.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now on the Good Day Health portion of the Good Day program, Dr. Jack Stockwell has joined us, or I've joined him. Which is it? Am I joining you, or are you?
Oh, absolutely.
Joining me?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, since you're a lot older than I am, I must be joining you.
Oh. My heavens. I thought you and I were fighting words. We're friends.
Well, just a couple years.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Jack is a chiropractor, which is a certain kind of expertise that only a handful of people on the entire planet know how to do what he does. So he comes at us with that sense of knowledge, well-being is his focus. So either ForbiddenDoctor.com or JackStockwell.com, great place to go to find out how to maintain your well-being. And I was just looking at something the whole business between you, we have two doctors on Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Sometimes I like to ask you both the same question. And so this is advice, because this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I believe. Isn't it? Yeah, it is this month.
Yeah,
isn't
October.
Pink.
Yep.
Yeah, right. So in your world, when people come to you and it's discovered that they have this problem, what do you tell them to do? How do you treat them? Is there something that you do that might help them? And what do you do if you can neutralize the fear that surrounds breast cancer?
I start off with the first question. Are you afraid of this?
Mm-hmm.
because that puts them in one of two categories. If they say, yes, I'm scared to death, then there's one particular road we go down. And if the other one says, no, I'm not afraid of it at all, I just want to know what can I do about it, then that's a different road. And if they are absolutely paralyzed with fear about this, you know, they're not going to do what I suggest that they do. I suggest
they
go ahead and follow
themselves.
The medical route.
Yeah, but
you'll follow the medical route.
But
if you're not afraid of this, then there is something you can do to fight it.
But the thing is that what people, a lot of people don't realize is that the stress of fear makes it worse.
Sure.
That's why.
Yeah. That's the question. Why? So if you're afraid of it, then you're going to be into a certain category. You might as well go ahead and follow the medical route of chemotherapy, radiation, surgery if necessary, whatever else.
Yeah.
If you're not afraid of it, there's some natural things that you can do to empower your own body's ability to destroy this.
How much of it is related to fat? How much of breast cancer?
Bad fats, seed oils, canola oil, soybean oil, all the horrible oils that have come into the marketplace, margarine, Crisco, this kind of stuff. They're just terrible, terrible fats that pollute and hurt the fat tissue of the breast
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to really good stuff, the stuff that Mother Nature made. You know, the essential fatty acids, fish oils, butter, this kind of stuff.
We were just talking
that was
about
there
that.
Before heart. It was there before heart disease. Heart disease is a product of the last century. It wasn't there before the 1900s.
So cancer is a result of being fat, but heart disease is too.
No. A result of being fat?
No, having fat in your system.
Bad fats, having bad fats in the system. Not good fats, bad fats.
Right.
Yes.
Now, I noticed that you had done some research on butter, good butter, and how. Is there such a thing anymore? I think there is, the good dairy butter.
Yeah, you want the butter that comes from grass-pastured cattle.
Right.
You don't want the commercial stuff. You want the stuff that came from grass-pastured cows.
So how do we relate heart disease, as you just said, and all of these things? Heart disease, cancer, kind of a product of the last 150 years or so. Butter was replaced by margarine, and that was a complete disaster, was it not?
Yes. Well, you know, prior to 1920, heart disease was extremely rare, and we know that because of the medical journals. And then between 1920 and 1960, the normal or average butter consumption per adult dropped from 18 pounds a year to 4 pounds a year. So it doesn't take a Ph.D. in statistics to conclude that butter is not the cause. Butter is full of so many natural nutrients that actually protects us from heart disease.
Anything that comes from a mammary gland that's connected to real milk, as butter is, butter and cream, good ice cream, is going to be actually good for you. It's not going to be bad for you. I know it sounds...
Well, the source was Mother Nature.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Good day, Health Time, 59 after the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.